It's June 1st, 2020. It's a new month, and today normally I would post my news roundup episode, which I actually pushed to tomorrow because I need, I was going to say feel, but I need to address what's going on in this country of ours. So it just felt appropriate for me to address something, and I know I'm going to have expanded thoughts on this. I'm not going to do that on this episode. If anything, it's going to be on Off the Record. So if you're curious about Off the Record, I'm going to leave a link to that on the show notes accompanying this episode at www.theandrewsegover.com on how you can register and what you're missing out on too. There's a lot more to the show than I do here on the main podcast catcher you're catching this from. And I share in the pain and the horror of the tragic death of George Floyd. All intents and purposes, it was murder. And the fact that it happened at the hands of a police officer, it's all the more hurtful. To which is what some have attributed the unrest to be. But that's not exactly it, because the unrest was meant to get people talking on finding solutions to address this, to make sure this kind of things don't happen again, how we can better education and such. I'm not going to get into all the specifics of all that. I'm just telling you that was what the original intention was. Unfortunately, it's been hijacked. And as I watch my city burn, because I'm a survivor of the LA riots, I was born and raised on the border of Compton and Watts. So, yeah. I was in the thick of it. So to see it happen as a deja vu, and as I actually warned about this on my Off the Record show, you know, I've actually been talking about for months that if the lockdowns continue, that it's going to be ripe for a powder keg, and that something's going to set it off, and something like this would happen. And it has. It's been several days now, and it has. So it hurts me to see my city burn, and also just getting ready to see how things have been escalating. I just have a short list here of cities where this is happening, like Los Angeles, Seattle, Nashville, Oklahoma City, Salt Lake City, Atlanta, Chicago, Detroit, New York City, Washington, D.C., Philadelphia, Miami, Las Vegas, Cleveland, Denver, Des Moines, Dallas, Indianapolis, Charlotte, Kansas City, Pittsburgh, Columbia, Wilmington, Portland, Phoenix, Tampa, and it's flaring up in Orange County as well. Santa Ana, it was hit over the weekend. Anaheim is expecting a protest a few hours after this episode airs, along with Costa Mesa. And these are agitators from out of town. It's obvious this is not anything that seems to be related to the justice for George Floyd, peaceful demonstrations that were happening. It's being hijacked, and because it has been hijacked in many instances, which is why I'm hoping that, for those of you listening to this program, that I'm hoping that you are safe. We'll see how the trial plays out, since the officer was arrested and is charged with third-degree murder and manslaughter, and the other officers involved, charges are pending. So we're going to see justice, but I think the grander scale of things is what needs to be addressed, because that's what supposedly people are talking about. And again, those thoughts I'm not going to share on this, because it's not the platform for what I use it for. It's not a soapbox, but I just wanted to get this out there that I too have been hurting. I have not had much of any sleep for the past week. I'm tossed and turned about the tragedy that's befallen our country, how quickly it's escalated out of control, how from the local levels to the state levels to even our federal government, there's been a lack of leadership across all this. And just, it almost feels like you're fending for yourself. I'm constantly monitoring my cameras, that the sensors keep going off, and it's because of a random sound or something that the camera caught, whether it's an animal or whatever, and it's been sensing off, and I've been a little more jumpy lately because of it. So it's just being on the lookout, and it's sad that it shouldn't be this way, but The sad reality of things is that it is. So if I do expand on this, which I probably will because I have a lot to say about this, it's going to be on Off the Record. So if you're really curious to hear what I will say when the time comes, when people actually want to have a dialogue, you're going to find those thoughts at Off the Record. So you can find that again at www.theandrewsigover.com. I'm just speaking from the heart right now. It's just the horror. As the line was made famous by Marlon Brando in Apocalypse Now, sure feels like an apocalypse, and we're not even halfway through 2020. So that's all I have to say for now. I needed to get off my chest. It's really late in the night. I should be going to sleep after this. So I'll see how that goes. But I'm just hoping and praying for unity, peace, justice. That we judge ourselves by the content of our character, not by the color of our skin, and that we come together as humans. So the show resumes tomorrow, and stay tuned for that. For those of you that have been interested about real estate, it's really hard to even try to fathom talking about business with all this going on. But the show is a real estate-centric show, so things will resume tomorrow. And this is actually going to be across many different platforms. So if you prefer seeing a video version of the podcast, it will be up on YouTube and Facebook. So you can check it out then and there. Anyway, again, I hope you're healthy. I hope you're well. And I'll see you on the next one. This is Andres signing off for The Andres Segovia Show.